Time to Travel with Karen Key.
Well, I received a rather interesting email from Diana Sanderson a while ago, and she was telling me about reef steamers. Well, it all sounded like a whole lot of fun, and so I'm joined this evening by Lauren Ackerman, and she's the marketing liaison for reef steamers, and she's going to be telling us about their upcoming open day at the historic old Germiston Steam Locomotive Depot. Lauren, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Well, I'm very well. It's all rather exciting, all the steam train stuff.
Very, very exciting, yes, and we're all very excited about our open day too. It's quite a momentous occasion for us. We've got a couple of very awesome firsts that are happening, so we're all very geared up and very excited to have lots and lots of people come to our open day.
This is happening on Saturday.
That's right.
The 28th. Yes. So now people want to know how to get there. You've done a deal, sort of negotiated with Gautrain, if you like, for parking at Rhodesfield.
Yes. Mm. Yes. What we've actually managed to do with the Gautrain is actually get their agreement that we can utilize their facilities, in that people can take the Gautrain from any of their stations around Gauteng to Rhodesfield Station, and then actually board our train from the metro station below. So they'll be able to buy their tickets from the Gautrain station. We'll have a table outside the Rhodesfield station doors, and they'll be able to then be escorted down to the Plaza station below.
Now, when you say they can board our trains, this is where the fun starts, because these are steam trains, and especially for the youngsters, the kids, they love these old steam puff, sort of like puffy trains with all the smoke coming out the top. You don't see them anymore. So this is a great sort of family fun day out on Saturday.
Definitely, and it's not just the kids that love it, it's everybody that loves it. They're very much alive and working machines, and we'll also then, once they get to the depot, have an opportunity to see all the engines we've got in steam. We're going to have three engines on the day, two of them doing static display, so people will be able to get onto the footplates of the steam locomotive and be shown around how everything works, and actually then be able to take photos. And then there's going to be a couple of workshop tours where people will be able to see our restoration projects we've got going, and how we're moving along, how we repair the locomotives, and also see a couple of our machinery we use to actually make parts, because nothing's available anymore. We actually have to make quite a lot of our parts, and we're going to have a couple of our members actually showing people how we make those parts.
And also, you're allowing people to actually get up into the trains to have a look.
Yes, yes. They're static. There is somebody that's qualified, a fireman or a driver, on the footplate to show the people. No more than four people on a footplate at a time, just from a space point of view and from safety. And they'll be able to show them how it works. The visitors will be able to see how the coals pass from the tender to the firebox, either via a shovel if it's a hand-fired locomotive, or the mechanical stoker, which is actually almost like a giant corkscrew that feeds the coal from the tender where the coal's stored into the firebox.
So there's a lot going on, but besides that, I mean, yes. you literally have made it the kind of event where people can come and spend as much time as is available to them, because you've got the Kango, the kitchen car, so you can get something to eat there as well. And you've got Dachava Brewery. They're going to, you can sample their handcrafted beers. So there's something for everybody, basically.
Yes, there is. And then also for the little children, we're going to have model steam engines. They're actually miniature replicas of steam engines. Some of them are going to be in steam, getting trips on a circular track. Others will be in a static display so people can have a look at them. They're actually handcrafted machines. They're made by hand with machinery, and people, but from the actual original plans of the big engines. So you can actually see on a smaller scale what it actually looks like and how it works.
Lauren, tell me about reef steamers, who you are, the kind of things that you do at reef steamers.
Okay, reef steamers is a non-profit organization, or company as it's now known with the New Companies Act. We are volunteers. We've got about 120 volunteers on our membership list. We are actively involved in preserving, restoring, and running steam locomotives. Our main source of income is our day trips to Magaliesburg. We also have a couple of special trips that we do where we have utilized a short trip around Johannesburg where we don't stop at all, but you can have we have lunch trains using that trip, so we actually offer lunch on the train or in combination with a tour of our depot and a trip around Joburg. We try and get people involved in what we're doing, let them know about reef steamers, and also then take them on a trip, a lot of people say a walk down memory lane.
Absolutely.
If they've been on steam trains before. But our biggest thing is to try and keep as many steam locomotives operational. At the moment, we are fortunate to say that we have one operational steam locomotive that we can actually use at the moment, but we are busy working on four at the moment to have them available for mainline operation probably by the end of this year to the middle of next year. And, yeah, it's just to try and keep the heritage of steam alive. It's a worldwide struggle. Everybody's trying to keep steam going around the world. But it's all done through volunteers and through people taking our trips.
And as you say, it's not that easy to repair these because you have to physically make the parts because you can't just go out and buy them. So it takes a lot of dedication and passion for this kind of steam locomotive for people to actually get involved in doing something like this.
It does. And the nice thing is that you don't have to be qualified or have knowledge of steam trains to be involved. I'm involved in the marketing. I was involved in the booking of the tickets. So nothing really to do with the repair or maintenance of a steam train. You can, if you can hold a paintbrush, you can be involved in reef steamers. And we have a lot of new members that come in that are interested in learning how to be firemen. We do train up people to become firemen and from there to become drivers. My husband's actually a privately qualified steam train driver, so he didn't work for the railways, but through reef steamers, he wrote the exams and passed out as a steam train driver. So the sky's the limit, really, and how you can get involved in reef steamers, but anybody can get involved. There's no age limit, and there's most certainly no skills limit.
And people can find all this information on your website, reefsteamers.com.
They can do that, yes. Everything is available on our website. It's quite a nice user-friendly website. We also have a number of followers following us on Facebook and people sending us emails. And we send them through that information that they require if they can't find it on our website.
Well, it sounds like you're in for a fabulous day on Saturday, Lauren. And as you said, it's all towards maintaining or keeping the heritage of steam trains alive. And so if anyone wants to come and support you, and in supporting you, have a wonderful day out with the family. Definitely, I'll give out the contact details in a moment, but go out and have a great day on Saturday with reef steamers. Lauren, thank you so much indeed for joining me on the show.
Pleasure, and we hope to see you there, Karen.
Well, unfortunately, I'm in Cape Town. I'm in Cape Town, so I'd have to fly up to Joburg. So I'll have to find a steam train down here for myself to go on.
Well,
but thank you.
Yes, they are. Mm. They do the Simon's Town.
Yes, I know. Yeah, and they're very popular down here, so we enjoy those. But thank you so much for your time, Lauren.
Pleasure, and thank you for the call.
It's a pleasure, and enjoy Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Lauren Ackerman is the marketing liaison for Reef Steamers, and if this is something you'd like to do, you can call them on 011-025-4363, 011-025-4363, or email them on bookings@reefsteamers.com. You can also take a look at their website. It's www.reefsteamers.com.